Hebrews chapter 4 tonight. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm reading just verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and reading just verse 12 tonight. And then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, that it's forever settled in heaven. I pray now that you'd open it up to our hearts and our minds. I pray may we take it in, live back. Lord, we ask you tonight if there's one in our midst that's lost and undone, may this be the night that they get born again. Father, I thank you for the good son of Zion. Lord, indeed to be able to say it's well, because it's under the blood. I praise you and I give you glory for salvation tonight. And Lord, help us, and all you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, the Bible said in Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That first part said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." I want to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, for just a few minutes on this subject of the power of the word of God. The power of the word of God. Can I stress this to you tonight? The greatest physical thing you own in the world is your Bible. This is the most powerful weapon ever known to mankind. I'm glad God has given us an inspired and preserved Bible. I don't have to guess at it. I don't have to hope it's right. I know that it is, for it is the word of God tonight. It is a powerful word. It is not watered down. It is not cut to pieces, but the word of God is powerful tonight. Now, I want to say this. I'm glad that he preserved it for English-speaking people in this King James Bible. I do not need another version. That which is perfect has come. Say amen. For that's right. God has preserved us a Bible. All these other translations, as they call them, is a whole lot about money. That's right. You understand a King James Bible, the Bible part itself, has no copyright. And that king made it that way. I'm glad, listen, for the word of God that God has given to you and I in this day. Now, some say, well, you need something more in language. Say, no, sir. What you need to do is get back to studying. Amen. This is not a newspaper. It's not a magazine. But it is the word of God. And the word of God is quick. That word quick means alive. Powerful. That means it's active. This Bible will do something in your life if you allow it to. I thought about eight things. Now, most preachers say eight things, you might get nervous. But I don't preach very long, and if I don't get all eight of them done, I'll preach the rest of them Wednesday. Amen, that's the good part about pastoring. But I got dwelling for weeks now. This was birthed out of my personal devotion as I was studying and reading, and God began reminding me of the power that it is in the Bible. Now, when I preach, I'm not preaching in my authority. I'm not preaching in the authority of the church, but I am preaching in the authority of the word of God. This Bible is the final authority. It is not what you think. It's not what I think, but it is what God said. That's it. Someone said years ago, God said, I believe that says, hey, buddy, it was said before you ever believed it. Amen. Because there's a lot of folk in the world don't want to believe it, but it's still forever settled in heaven tonight. You'd have to go to heaven to get rid of the original, and this is the original in English. Amen. Hey, I hear that all the time, Brother Tim, that we believe it's inspired in the original. Well, this is it translated in English. That's right. You say, preacher, that's too dogmatic. Hey, this is the book. Amen. It's not man's opinion. Man went and wrote half what's in this Bible. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to say something that will shock your socks off your feet. This Bible says things I wish it didn't. Amen. That doing good to them don't do good to your business. I don't like all that. Amen. You don't neither. But God said it. Amen. This is the Word of God. I began thinking about its power. Can I say, first of all, tonight, the Word has power to convict. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, so many churches have gone out from preaching the Bible to storytelling, to talking about how to balance your budget. Friend, you need more to learn about balancing your budget. You better find out what God said in His Word about your life and eternal life to come. You see, in the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, as Peter is preaching in the power of the Holy Ghost, he begins to preach the book of Joel to that crowd that's listening to him. And the Bible said in Acts 2 and verse 37, now when they heard this, heard what? Heard the Word of God. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see, the Bible convicts our hearts of sin. It convicts us of the fact that God's holy and we're not. Amen. I thought about Stephen, one of the first deacons that was full of faith in the Holy Ghost. He stood up before a crowd one day and began to preach to them from the Old Testament. And he said this as he began to talk to them. He said, you're stiff-necked, you're uncircumcised in heart. But the Bible said this in Acts 7 verse 54. He said, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. You see, they got upset at him because the Bible convicted their heart. You know what I've learned through the years of being saved? Reading that Bible convicts you. Amen. That's why the devil wants to keep you away from the Word of God so much. You notice you can be wide awake. You notice that? Be 2-3 in the morning. You've tried television, you've tried everything, you've drunk warm milk, you name it, you've done it. You can't get sleepy, but you pick the Bible up and the flesh all of a sudden gets tired. Can I explain that to you? The flesh is of itself doesn't want the Word. It is that new man on the inside that desires this Bible, because reading that Bible will convict you. I've been reading before, and man, through my Christian life, and you listen to me, when I got saved, it didn't make me perfect, but it began to work on me. My life was forever changed, and it began to work on my old man. And as I read the Bible, I see where I fall short and where I'm not as Christ-like as I ought to be. And I am convicted by the Word of God. Can I tell you, that's why I preach the Word. Two basic reasons. One, it does convict. Number two, I never have to apologize for preaching the Bible. Amen. Now, if I give you my opinion, that can be proved wrong. And I'd have to apologize and would apologize. But I do not have to apologize for what thus saith the Lord. And this Bible will indeed convict your heart even as you read it. Hey, then it'll convict you while you hear it. Amen. Through preaching. Thank God for preaching. Amen. Hey, I've never got mad at the man of God since I've been saved. You say, preacher, hasn't it bothered you to preach? Oh, yes. It's tore me up. But I didn't get mad at him because he was faithful to deliver me the word of God. It convicted me. It pierced my heart. It pricked my heart. And I'm glad for preaching tonight. Oh, friend, hearing it taught. I've been convicted in Sunday school before. Yet hearing the word expounded. And boy, the Holy Ghost said, son, that's why I put that on that person's heart to teach today, is so I could have a moment to talk to you. I'm glad God's word, Brother David, will indeed convict us. It speaks to us. Amen. Hey, not only preaching and teaching, but in witnessing. I've heard some that don't believe witnessing can get a person saved, but it can, because they are giving the word of God. The word of God is necessary for anybody to get saved. You cannot get saved apart from the word of God. Because, hey, it's the word that revealed to us our lost condition. So you hear, hey, you know this, listen to this. Hearing about the Bible talked about will convict you. Amen. So, sometime me and Brother Tim during the week get sharing with one another what we've been looking at in our personal devotion life. Not that we're getting ready to preach it, but some things God gets speaking to our hearts about. And while we just talk about the word, there's been time that the Holy Ghost has took that verse and pierced my heart with it. Thank God for that. Hey, I'm glad for the Bible. Thank God. Hey, this Bible has power to convict. That's why we major on the Bible at Gateway. We're not in a three-ring circus tonight. We're not in the entertaining business. We're in the expounding of the Word of God business, where men, women, boys, and girls can have their hearts convicted tonight. Hey, the Bible, the Word, has power to convict. But no, that's secondly. Let me say this. No, the Word has power to convict, but the Word has power, my friend, to produce faith. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is produced. This Bible has power to produce faith in your life. Hey, I have heard people through the years say, Pastor, pray that I'll have more faith. I want to say it like this. Read your Bible. Amen. For the Word of God produces faith. Can I say the Word produces saving faith? Hey, you know why I got saved? When the Word of God revealed to me I was a sinner, the same Word told me how I could get forgiven. Amen. He said, if I confess with my mouth, believe in my heart, call upon the name of the Lord. Hey, listen, I did what the book said. It produced saving faith in my heart. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I'm not sure I had faith to believe. Did you take the Word? Amen. Hey, by faith I did what the Bible said, for it worked faith in my heart. Hey, it'll produce saving faith. Hey, it'll produce serving faith in you. I thought today afresh in Hebrews 11, that great hall of faith, those that are mentioned over and over again in that chapter, by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, and on and on. You know what I've learned in reading the Bible? Hey, I can trust God with my life. I can follow Him wherever He leads me. Why? The Word of God produced serving faith in my heart. I want to tell you something. I'm not believing just because somebody told me. Amen. I am believing because the Bible says so. Amen. Hey, God has promised to never leave me nor forsake me. He said He'd go with me all the way. How did I know that? The Bible. Amen. Hey, that's why the devil hates the Bible so bad. He knows it'll produce faith in your life. And the devil hates us having faith in the God of heaven tonight. Oh, friend, the Word produces saving faith. It produces serving faith. Hey, I'm glad for that. The more you read it, the more you hear it, it will produce faith in you. It's about like finding the will of God. I hear folks pray, I'll find the will of God. Open your Bible. Amen. This is how he speaks to us in this day. Not by dream. Amen. No 700-foot Jesus. No. Not angels either. Ain't it amazing how they're more, they want to believe the word of an angel. That's what got Joseph Smith in trouble. Amen. He speaks by this. You want your faith increased? Get in the word. You want to know the will of God for your life? Get in the word. The word is powerful enough. It'll produce faith in your life. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for that. Hey, my faith is built each day by the word of God. So the word is powerful to convict. The word has power to produce faith. Number three, the word has power to regenerate. We find in the book of James, I thought about this verse early today. In James chapter 1 and verse number 18, he said, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. He said in the book of 1 Peter and chapter 1 and verse 23 through 25, listen to this, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hey, we are born again. We are begotten by the word of God. Now I'm going to say something, because there's getting to be more confusion about salvation than ever before. There are some who will tell you that you can only get saved here, literally just hearing preaching. Now, I don't say it's a good way to get saved. Amen. But you hear me. A person can get saved with a gospel tract. Why? It's the word. It is not a preacher that saved you. Amen. I get asked all the time when the truth comes out on a preacher that he ain't been right with God for a long time. And they say, well, how is it that so many got saved under his ministry? That's it. It wasn't him that done the saving. It's the word of God that the Holy Ghost used how to convert a man. Amen. We are born again, not a corruptible seed, but by the word of God tonight. Amen. Hey, you see the seed. Luke 8:11 said this, as it gave the parable of the sower. He said very plainly, the seed is the word. Can I say this? There's not one thing wrong with the seed. Somebody said, why ain't people getting saved? Ain't nobody spreading seed. Amen. The seed's right. The seed, are you hearing? It can produce fruit. You see, the Holy Ghost will take this seed and will germinate that seed, and it'll bring forth life in the heart of a person. Amen. You take this book, and the Holy Ghost takes it, begins working in your heart. Salvation's possible. Amen. Hey, I'm born again by the book, the word, the good seed. That's why I keep stressing you don't need another version. Stick with the real thing. Amen. We're getting attacked all the time. Men, old-time preachers, old-time churches, more and more, they say we're out of date, we're out of step. We may be to the world, but we're staying true to the book. Amen. Hey, we are begotten by the word of God. The word has power to regenerate. Then let me say number four. The word has power to cleanse tonight. The Bible said this over in Psalm 119 and verse 9. You talk about a cleansing agent. Amen. Psalm 119 verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Hey, this is the best soap you've ever got a hold of or ever got a hold of you. Amen. It's a cleansing agent. It'll get rid of the dirt. Amen. Hey, a buddy of mine's preaching that out of James 1 about that man looking into that mirror, which is the word. And he's a forgetful hearer. He's not a doer. You know what's happening? Some people are being confronted with it, but they don't want to do nothing with it. Amen. Well, this Bible, it'll indeed cleanse you. It'll help purify your life. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25 and 26 and 27. Listen to this. He said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And listen to this, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Hey, this Bible has power to cleanse you of sin that wrecks lives. Amen. Thank God for the power of this book. Again, that's why some don't want it. Tell me some stories. Preacher, you don't make us feel warm and fuzzy when you come. No, and I don't plan on starting. I plan on giving you the assignment for the moment, which is the message God put on my heart, and that's what you're going to get. Amen. Hey, I don't want to preach nothing that just makes us warm and fuzzy, because, friend, we're seeing the fruit of that kind of preaching of this day. It produces carnality in the church. Amen. But this Bible being preached, it cleanses. Yes, sir. Hey, wherewithal shall young men cleanse? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So we find that the word, it has power to convict. It has power to produce faith. It has power to regenerate. It has power to cleanse. Now, listen to me. There is a saying that's been mentioned from preachers for years and years and years. But oh, the truth that's involved with it, the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Amen. You see, when you're living in sin, you really ain't wanting to get in this, because it's going to reveal it to you. Amen. Because it's a cleansing agent tonight. Hey, I'm glad for the cleansing power of the Word of God tonight. Amen. Hey, but it not only has power to cleanse, but number five, the Word has power to build up. This Bible will help you grow up. It'll build you. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 32. Listen to this verse. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. This Bible will build you up. The book of Peter again. In 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 1 through 3. Listen to what the Bible says here. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. This Bible will help you to grow. You can't grow apart from this Bible. You stay away from the book, and you're going to be an immature Christian. That's right. Amen. Hey, I know this kind of preaching, it's not the high exalting, the real shouted out type, but hey, you need something that'll help you to live right and your Christian life to be strong when you're not shouting. Because if you just really take knowledge of things, there's a lot more of this kind of preaching has to be done than the kind that makes you shout. Amen. We don't shout every day. I get asked all the time because I'm so emotional in my preaching, my singing, my worship. I just go to get in. And sometimes I get a real big dose of the can't help it's. Amen. It ain't hard to shout at that moment. Man, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. But you know what? There are sometimes you see me up here and I'm sweating, spitting, hollering, jumping. I've waved my hand. I've hollered amen with every song, everything going on. And I ain't a failed thing. You say you're a hypocrite? No, I'm shouting on fact. I'm rejoicing in who he is. I'm rejoicing in what his word says. Hey, that's what you need to learn. Hey, let's be established in the faith. Let's grow up. Let's don't be babes in Christ our whole Christian life, but let's go on to maturity. Let's go forward. And we do it by the word. Amen. If I can't give you chapter and verse, I'm not going to mess with it. I mean that. I get asked all the time, what do you think? Don't know. I ain't read it in the Bible yet. Amen. I get asked all the time. I'm going to throw this out just as an example. There's a crowd that believes there's a gap theory. Genesis 1, 2, and verse 3, they say there was a gap somewhere in there. I don't believe that. I really don't believe that. The Bible don't say that. Amen. I get asked all the time, you believe in it? And young preachers have finally quit even asking me stuff like that. Because I said, I don't know and don't really care. I'm trying to take in what I've already know. Amen. Hey, what I know's a whooping me up pretty good. Amen. As I study, I see what the book says. If the book's for it, I'm for it. If it ain't, I'm going to leave it alone. Amen. Why? The Bible, the Word of God, it will build you up. It will help you grow. Don't be a babe in Christ your whole Christian life. Now, if you're one of those going to tell me, now, preacher, I can't help it. You can. You don't want to. Amen. It's like a child. It comes a time you got to tell them you can't act like that no more. You got to grow up. Amen. And it's the same way in our spiritual life. We ought to grow. We ought not stay the same. Hey, don't be stagnant. Don't be going backwards. But let the Word of God build you up. Amen. Hey, then let me say number six. The word has power to make one wise tonight. Somebody said, I want wisdom. Get in the book. The Bible said over there in Psalm 119 and verse 130, he said, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Hey, this Bible will give you wisdom in your everyday life. Amen. Hey, the Bible said over there in Psalm 19, we read in verse number 7, it said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Hey, the Bible has the power to give wisdom. Amen. Hey, there have been a lot of errors in my life. I didn't know what to do. But I learned one day in reading my Bible. Did you get that? I learned one day in reading the Bible in James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth all men liberty and upbraideth not. Hey, right then and there, by the word of God, I said, all right, Lord, you said you'd give it. I need some wisdom in this area of my life. Lord, got it. You know what I found out? He helped me. He helped me. Why? Because I got in the book. Amen. In our drive-through, microwave, push-button, iPhone day, there's no substitute for getting in the book. Amen. Now, you say, preacher, I got on my phone. Great, that's good. I hope you read it whenever you can. A lot of folk do. But I want to say something, though. There's something about holding the book in your hand. There is something about it. Amen. The love I've got for God's book. And that, by the way, somebody said, preacher, I want to get a hunger and love for it. Get in it. Because the more you get in it, the more you're going to hunger for it. The more you're going to love it. The Word of God, it is powerful enough to give you wisdom in your daily walk. Amen. This Bible help you be the dad you need to be, the mom you need to be, the employee or the employer that you need to be. It's in this book. This Bible help you be the right kind of teenager. This Bible help you be the right kind of church member. This Bible make you the right kind of preacher. This Bible can give you wisdom tonight. Amen. I've been preaching a long time. Started when I was a kid, teenager. Still a kid, but teenager. And I thought, boy, they got to be somewhere that just all pours in there and I'll get it all. There's no such place. It's a daily setting aside to get in this book. You want more wisdom? Get in the book more. Amen. The Word has power to make one wise. Number 7, the Word has power to bring peace. But we're in a world that knows nothing about peace. Amen. Do you realize there are people tonight that are absolutely afraid about North Korea? Now, I'll tell you something. I'm not crazy. I don't have a what will be mentality. I believe we ought to have strong military, all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something, and hear me real good tonight. I've got peace in my heart regardless what a man over yonder does. Matter of fact, I've got peace in my heart no matter what that man in Washington does. Amen. Because I'm not serving or worshiping a man. That's right. You see, this world didn't give me the peace I've got in my heart. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Hey, it ain't a worldly peace. It ain't a fleshly peace. It is the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ that is in my heart. You know what? This Bible, Psalm 85 and verse 8. Listen to what this verse says. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Now listen to it. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to fall. He said, I'm going to hear what God said, and it's in the Word. Amen. You know what I've had in my life? I've had a lot of trouble. I've had a lot of times I didn't know what to do. I have. Getting saved don't mean you're not going to have trouble. You listening to me? But if you talk, you're going to find out what real trouble is when you get saved. And that's the truth. But in my times of being tore up, I let a situation unnerve me. But the moment I come to my senses enough to get to the Bible and open it up and go to reading, it's not there long. Peace begins coming back to my heart by the Word of God. Hey, I've had things shake me to my core, just as you have. Just because I'm the preacher don't mean I don't get shook. I've been shook good. I've had things that made me afraid in my life. But when I had calmed down and let the Spirit of God take this book, oh, the peace that would run through my heart like a river. Thank God for peace that comes by the Word. Oh, yes, the Word has power to bring peace into the heart. And then let me say this in closing. This Word has power. The Word has power to produce joy. The Bible said in Jeremiah 15 and verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing. The reason I act a whole lot like I do tonight is this book. I'm not excited because of the world at large, because that would depress me. I watch the news to try to stay up on stuff a little bit, but I can't take but so much. And I'd get depressed. Amen. And I can't watch a talk show. No, that gets the flesh too riled up. Amen. So I just don't stay away from that. But you know what? This book has always brought joy to my heart. They did something about this book that can, when the world's in chaos, I can have joy on the inside of my soul today. Hey, I'm glad. That's why I'm excited. This book has been doing a work in me for 37 years. Amen. And you know what? I got a good feeling it's going to keep on doing it. Got a good idea about it. It's going to keep on doing it. This is the Word of God tonight. It'll convict you. Hey, it'll produce faith. It'll regenerate. It'll do all these things I've said tonight and a whole lot more. Get in your book. Get in that Bible. Don't let days go by that you let it set and it's idle and it begins to get covered in dust. Don't let that be the case in your life. Keep the dust knocked off up by reading it. You know, even with the preachers, I tell the young preachers, I said, don't you just study to preach. That's right. I have a time in the morning that I get alone from my heart. I get in this book from my heart. There's other part of the day I get in it to preach to you. But I got enough sense to know this. I've got to have it. It's got to work in my life. And I want it to. Can I say this and I'm going to be done? I'm thankful for modern conveniences. I'm not against modern conveniences. No. Aren't you glad you weren't the one had come stoke a fire to church on a cold morning? I kind of like it, that push button thing back there that talks to itself. It knows when to cut on, cut off. I like that. I like it good. I was raised before there's air conditioning in church, but I like it pretty good. I don't swallow bugs as much with the window shut. And dogs don't come roaming through the service like they did when I was a boy because the neighborhood dog wandered around the front doors open getting a breeze going. I like modern conveniences. I like my iPhone. I can't do but 20% of what it'll do. But I like what I can do with it. I like that GPS. I like that Waze, and I like all them other little things you can get. Let you know the laws out yonder. I like that. I like the modern things that we have. But you know what's sad? Here's our day. There's people who'll leave their house and they would go 5 miles down the road and realize, I forgot my phone. And you'll turn around and let the rest of your day be late, go back, get that phone, and go back. But you could have been coming to church this morning and went a half a mile. And for some reason, you come to realize, I didn't pick up my Bible. But here's your response. I'll just look on with somebody else. We having fun on Old Furnace tonight? Huh? This is more important than your phone. More important than your computer. More important than anything else in this world. Don't let nothing keep you from this book. That's my heart for you. I want to preach you this Bible because this Bible is what's going to change your life. It's not a man. It's not a ministry. It is this book. Amen. You can trust this book. You can build your life on this book. You don't have to worry about nothing. This book's it. Amen. Thank God for the power of the Word of God tonight. Aren't you glad God let you have the Bible? You know, I think about third world countries, Bunatoni, and some of these countries do not have a Bible in their language, not a complete Bible. You ever think about that? But God lets you have a complete Bible where much is given. Amen? Where much is given, much will be required. Amen? Don't treat this as something as a spare time. Treat it as it is. It's your lifeline in this world. Amen. Sad commentary here. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Sad commentary in your life or mine. If we ever say these words, do you know where my Bible's at? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you know where my Bible's at? I can tell you where it is. It's where I left it. That's right. I pick this book up daily. I was sitting on the bed last night looking in the Word of God. Amen. Get up in the morning. Get in that book because this book's going to help you through this day. I can promise you I get cold and indifferent against God when I ain't in this book like I ought to be. I'm talking about from this pulpit. Are you listening to me? And I know if it affects me like that, it affects you like that. We've got to have the Word. Get in this book. Let it get in you and change your life. Father, I pray you take this, seal it to our hearts. Lord, I do thank you for the power of the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to always to get in it and let it get in us. Lord, may people that are saved here tonight, may they begin to realize the necessity of getting in the Word. And everything you do, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. And I don't want you to stand. I'm not going to go through a long, drawn-out invitation as far as talking about things, because I've preached to saved folk. But let me say this. If you're not saved, I'm glad that Jesus Christ is a Savior. He came in this world, died, was buried, rose again, that you could be saved. If you're not saved, come. We'll take the Bible, show you how to be saved. But I've preached to saved people in this message tonight. How dear is your Bible to you? How many days go by that you fail to pick it up and get in it? I want to get in it more than I ever have. And listen, the flesh, it ain't that the flesh is excited about it, but the new man on inside is, because it helps him. And if I want the new man to be having the victory and being there in the forefront, then I've got to feed him the Word of God. Because if I'm not feeding that new man, the old man's getting fed by this old world, the ideas of this world, and that old fleshly nature will kick in, and it'll dominate my life and it'll dominate your life. So this altar's open now. As we sing tonight, if you need to come, nobody doesn't come. I preach what God put on my heart. It's okay. I can go home tonight knowing I preached exactly what God's been working in my heart for days. Will you respond as we sing?